The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yourself for office conversation in the afternoon with Peter Boyles in the morning on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Here we go, everybody. Thursday morning, 8 a.m., November the 19th, 2020, and the beat goes on. 710 KNUS, Denver's Talk Station 66 will be the high and 50 tomorrow. Brother Jeff comes on. Hey, man, can I just read you a bunch of emails before you even begin? You ready?
All right. I'm ready.
All right. Up next, Brother Jeff, the anti-Semite commie bastard.
That's a good one.
All right, next one. I'm going to put that on T-shirts. I dare you to discuss his contributions to Omar's campaign on the air. I'll bet you dollars to donuts you don't have balls to call him out on this.
I like that one. Omar is a black man who was running in Aurora for the mayor of Aurora. Yeah, I contributed to Omar.
Okay.
I'm a huge supporter of him.
All right, next one. Contributor to the anti-Semite, specifically the contributions to the anti-Semite alien Omar. There's anger here this morning. All right. I just said that the guy said, you wouldn't read it. You send it to me, I'll read it. I want you to listen to something. I got to tell you how this – Brother Jeff is with us. You're talking about drawn to the lightning. Why I dare even have him on there. I'm the worst person. The only person worse than you is me for having you on. All right, so this morning, this is real true stuff. I don't know. Sometimes Jeff listens. Sometimes he doesn't. This young man calls the radio show this morning and blows it up. He said, did you ever see a – remember Barney Miller, that television show about the cops in New York? Remember that show?
Absolutely.
All right, now, this is so cool. He said they did this episode in 1981, and nobody's better on an internet than Billy. Billy finds it. Now, tell me what you believe. Everybody in the audience, listen to this. This is 1981. It's like 40 years ago almost. Listen to what they say, and tell me if you believe what they're talking about on Barney Miller. This was a showstopper. This from 1981 is Barney Miller. If you would.
They're the ones you should be arresting, not me.
Why didn't you say that before? What do we got here? Cam, this is William Klein. He was wrecking an office.
But I just wanted to meet them face to face. I wanted them to admit what they were doing.
Who is they? He was in the office of the Trilateral Commission.
Trilateral Commission?
Yeah, the Trilateral Commission.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller to bring together business and political leaders from the United States, Europe, Japan, so they could work together for better economic and political cooperation between their nations.
And with that, that's what they'd like us to believe. But you see, what they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I take it they're pressing charges?
Yeah, well, he broke a globe and some UNICEF artwork.
Well, they're in on it, too.
Okay, Mr. Klein, if you're just...
I'm telling you, our whole way of life as we know it is in jeopardy.
I appreciate that information.
But I have the documented evidence. It's all in there. Show him.
Well, he's got these magazines here.
Conspiracy Review. Suppressed Truth Roundup?
The whole master plan is exposed.
Yeah, well,
You're still not convinced, huh? would you like to hear the names of just a few of the people who have been on the Trilateral Commission?
Not particularly.
James Earl Carter. Heard of him?
Look, Mr. Klein...
Henry Kissinger. You heard of him? Walter Mondale.
Who?
Mr. Klein, this is
John Anderson, George Bush. Now, you remember at the convention, everybody thought it was going to be Ford for Veep. You know what happened? David Rockefeller just picked up a phone, put in a call. Hey, Ronnie, forget Jerry, it's George. Bye. So, no matter who won in November, they had their man in the White House.
Are you through?
Jeffrey, what do you think of that?
Peter, that's like putting a pot of honey in front of a bear. You know I believe all of that.
I do, too. That's one of the reasons we have, well, we've always gone along because we've always gone along. But I'm telling you, and this young guy calls the show and says, that was 1981, Jeff. And
truth is stranger than fiction. And, I mean, that's a huge prediction. That was like in 81, someone put a crystal ball in front of folks and you could hear the laugh track behind what was being said. But none of it's funny now because it seems to be playing out exactly as said.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was, we were talking about it. The writer on the show, we see his name. They found his name. But to interject all that into the piece, and you're right, they were kind of scoffing at it. But the fact that they put it out, and here we are sitting November 19th of 2020, all the wars that have happened, all the insanity that's happened, and what are the names that come up? When the guy says George Bush, and I went, that was before George Bush was president. They mentioned Jimmy Carter.
I had to gasp. When I heard George Bush, I was like, oh, and they were talking about, you know, Ford and Bush and all that. I'm like, you know, it would be interesting to talk to the writer to just figure out who and what that individual is doing right now.
No. Listen, I truly believe that we were talking about the trilaterals this morning. We've been talking about the Bilderberg because, you know, John Hickenlooper goes to it. And you and I have talked this one over a lot. And Cory Gardner couldn't. I have two theories on why Cory Gardner couldn't do that ad. One is because a lot of the people that support him also go to the Bilderberg, and they're not going to throw rocks at it. But he went, and he came back and announced he's running for president. Not senator, but president. And then he blows up, and he says, oh, by the way, I want to be senator, after he already said he didn't want to be senator. Jeffrey, what do you do with that?
Well, it goes back to the question of who really calls the shots. And I think that clip speaks to that. That clip talked about someone picked up a phone and a call was made. And it's not a hard stretch to believe that those who have, you know, tremendous wealth, so much to where another dollar would never matter to them, it's not a far stretch to say that there would be a concerted effort to consolidate the global economy and control, you know, not only politics, but everything else. And speaking of Hickenlooper, I want to make a prediction right now on your show, and you'll come back and we'll see if it plays out. I believe that Hickenlooper did not want that position. He has it. He'll get an appointment into the Biden administration, and they'll select the next senator. So I don't believe that Hickenlooper is going to serve as a senator for very long.
Wow, because then that lets Paulus appoint his replacement, right? That's how.
Yes.
No, that's very good. And you think he jumps across to like Interior or whatever? Pick one.
Yeah, I mean, he said that he didn't like legislating and things of that nature. What better position to be in to select exactly where you want to be and what you want to do inside of a Biden administration, and then allowing the next senator to be appointed. And remember, Bennett was never elected to be a senator. He was appointed. And now you see within Denver Public Schools, Susana Cordova, she has resigned, and a lot of the top leadership within that billion-dollar organization have resigned. The scramble for new positions is on, and the politics are in play.
You know, it is interesting. The top echelon of DPS has quit.
Yeah.
Why?
Light is an incredible disinfectant.
Yeah, it is a disinfectant.
They've been swindling bond money, and they've been shuffling real estate, and they've been, you know, speculating. And now that people are saying, you know what, times are hard. COVID hit. We've got to tighten up our belts, and people are looking to where the pieces are, and they're seeing, and it's time to move out the way before, as they say, it hits the fan.
66 to high today. Brother Jeff, Peter Boyle, 710 KNUS. The Hickenlooper story is amazing, and they never touched it. Gardner never touched it, and the Republicans never touched it. And, you know, the guy lays in the weeds, and, you know, the murder of Tom Clements is a hell of a story with those white supremacists and, you know, all the things that went on. And they danced away from it, and then he goes off to the Bilderberg after he said, I don't want to be senator. That was the part of this, Jeffrey, that you and I have spoken about. He said, that's a lot. I don't want, I'm not even a guy. I wouldn't be any good at it. He goes to the Bilderberg, kisses the ring, comes back, announces a presidential bid, like everybody else that went to the Bilderberg, or whether it was Jimmy Carter, who just got mentioned, James Earl Carter, Jimmy Carter, or, you know, whomever, fill in the blank. You know, the Clintons did it. Barack Obama did it. They did it. And George, both the Bushes have been. So, and he goes on, he falls on his face. He does a lousy job. So then he reverts himself and says, I want to be senator. Comes back and, I mean, beating Cory Gardner is like stepping on baby chicks. And so he, now you're saying he's going to throw it in.
That's my thought. That's my prediction. That would be the best. Like, if you look at it from a political standpoint and how these pieces are moving, what better place to be in right now where you've got, you know, although it is contested, you've got an incoming administration. There's going to be a lot of picks on the table. The Senate is in play. It's time to cash in those chips and say, you know what? I don't want to be on the floor of the Senate all the time talking. And I want to do this, that, these, and those. And it's like, you know, you get the first pick at the plate. You know, you're in first line, at first of the line at the buffet. That's a great position to be in politically.
Who do you think Polis picks?
You know, I think Michael Johnson was passed over a couple of times. Maybe it's his turn to, you know, he wasn't able to become the governor. And, you know, I think that Michael Johnson would probably be next in line.
Why do they have such a lock on the state? Why do the Democrats have such a hard lock on the state?
Well, they have done exactly the opposite of what the Republicans are doing right now, and those on the other side of these numbers in this presidential election. People are being very, very emotional, and the architects of the blueprint became very, very logical and started looking at numbers, and they came up with a strategy and a plan that wasn't based on emotion. It wasn't based on, oh, woe is me. They rolled up their sleeves. They figured out why they were losing. They came up with this plan and a strategy. They did it with a great inflection of money, and it paid off. And so today, when I think about what I'm hearing on the other side of this this presidential outcome or this election, you're hearing a lot of people who are being very emotional. I agree that President Trump should not concede. I think that he should absolutely exhaust every legal option that he has, and that makes some people emotional. But it makes those who want to fight, it gives them hope. But at the end of the day, they're going to have to figure out what allegations are going to stand up in court, and not an emotional approach to what happened. And so when you think about this question that I've been wrestling with is this: are we at the end of this great experiment called constitutional democracy? Mm-hmm. People are saying that there's going to be anarchy, there's going to be socialism, there's going to be communism. All of that is saying that there's going to be a deterioration of constitutional democracy. I think that's what we're looking at. I think that there's a very emotional response on the Republican side as it relates to all of these losses. What's going on? They haven't turned the ship around. And another mistake they're making is they're doing exactly what Trump did with Giuliani. They're going with the old guard that is behind one step of modern times, and it's costing them very close games. So until they turn around with a new strategy, new players, new money, and realize that it's a new day, they're going to keep playing that old playbook, and they're going to continue to lose.
Brother Jeff, Peter Boyles, I'm going to – stay back with the idea of who runs the show. And I'm a Trump guy, and I think Trump, they had to get rid of Trump. Trump broke up the multinational, the globalist, the agenda. And now the undercurrent is what happened when we have these modern Bolsheviks who want to overthrow the whole republic. And, you know, Abraham Lincoln's great line is a house divided against itself can't stand. So we got 71 million and change people who perhaps will not accept the outcome of the election. And, you know, you made a great prediction on Hickenlooper, man. I'm going to make some calls today. But I believe that Donald Trump possibly could become a government in exile like the Romanovs or like the Lubin Poles or, you know, and become a government in exile and wait to return, which will really set things up. I mean, there's all these possibilities of what could happen next. I want to get you to bounce off something. The Broncos on Sunday, and they're shutting down the whole city of Denver, but like 6,000 people are going to go to the game when they watch the Dolphins play. What do you, Jeffrey, what do you do with that?
You know, that undermines the confidence of all of the individuals who are ordinary, that are struggling, that say, for example, the restaurant owner who mortgaged their home to open up a building and hang out their shingle, and then they were holding on at 50%, and then all of a sudden it came to 25%, and now it's down to 10%, and then they're going to, you know, lose, you know, their life investment, while at the same time you have, for example, the mayor of the Mile High Income City, Mayor Hancock, coming out saying, well, we're going to shut down the cannabis industry, and then there's a big hue and cry, and all of a sudden the cannabis industry is now essential. We're not going to touch that. And so there's nothing more essential than the Denver Broncos and letting 60,000 people play football, watch football, while restaurant owners, while chefs, while, you know, bartenders, while folks who only have four tables in their restaurant or in their little coffee shop are going to have to figure out what they're going to do with their life. It undermines this notion of we're all in this together. We're not all in this together.
No.
We're in this with the big people who have influence, power, and can be made essential at the expense of what they're calling science. And I think it's going to all blow up because people are seeing this and they're just getting more and more frustrated, particularly when they can't pay their bills, they can't get their medicine, they can't get health care, and, you know, and their children are at home and can't go inside of the classroom. It's a disaster, and it's painful. It's painful to see and experience.
Brother Jeff's here, and I thought the same thing of the Broncos story, is everybody else can go to hell, but the Broncos are going to play, and they're going to let almost 6,000 people in to watch it. And my grandson has been told he's not going to go back to school. I don't understand any of this. And final question. Well, I tell you, we're getting a lot of email on your prediction on Hickenlooper. What happens now? I mean, the Republican Party, for all intents and purposes, is gone. They have to revitalize. They have to do something. But now, you know, anytime you have that one-party system from the state filtering down to the city, many people I know that are on the inside that say Jared Polis and Michael Hancock do not get along. They don't see eye to eye on many things. Don't know if it's true or not. At the same time, you know, who do the Republicans, and there's a rumor out there that Cory Gardner is going to challenge Jared Polis. I said, please, for God's sake, don't let that happen. So what happens inside the city of Denver? Michael Hancock's term limited.
Well, you're looking at, you know, all of this is like that Russian doll.
Yeah.
Every time you open it up, the little one is just like the big one.
Yeah.
And you could play this out all the way down to the local level. You have an old guard that is attempting to hold on to power. The Republican Party just tanked their hope in Donald J. Trump, who showed how to do what?
Mm.
How to reach out to black communities, brown communities, how to galvanize working class and get those labor workers. And then you go all the way down to the city of Denver, et cetera, where you have a Mayor Michael Hancock who's, you know, we all know that he is 100% with the money. Whoever that phone call is, whatever that phone number is, he has that. And so he's a made man. You're going to see a scramble drill for what's next. Will that inside group find someone who we have confidence in that they can pony out and say, well, here's a black guy who grew up in poverty, mm-hmm. didn't have a father, and if he can make it, you can make it, mm-hmm. and, you know, just rise to the occasion, and then you could be in bed with the money too. I think the masses of people have tired of that strategy and that approach. So it will not be whoever the next leader will be. It will not be in that Hancock mode, in that 16th, 17th Street business owner mode. It's going to be somebody who can do like a Donald Trump or someone who can speak to the masses of people, energize them and get behind them and not betray them. I don't think Donald Trump betrayed his base. I think the power elite betrayed Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They cut his throat. That little cut that we played, and it's a 40-year-old cut, about how, you know, who, what did Aretha Franklin say? Who's zooming who? You know, like, you're getting zoomed all the time. And these people, Trump wins. They didn't expect him to win. He wins, and they had to get rid of him. I got to read you something. In all the years we've done radio, seriously, I don't understand why people don't like Brother Jeff. Wait a minute. Gets better. I don't agree with some of his beliefs, but he has great insight. He definitely knows the climate of Denver. So there's an out card, man. You get an up. We're going to make people do some guest appearances on the imaginary Thanksgiving Day parade, and Billy's going to call you. We want you on the show. So I love you, man. Well, Jeff, you make it work.
Hey.
All right.
I'll tell you this. Folks have to also realize that there wasn't one election. There were 10,000 elections. You got 50 states, 52 codes, all of those different things. And to think that, we got to come to the realization logically and not emotionally and see what these outcomes are. And then you'll see a better representation for all people and just not the ones who have that special phone call.
Well, talk to you on Wednesday. Jeff, thank you, man, very much. Brother Jeff, everybody gets angry and do what you wish. Everybody's angry anyhow. So you're looking for a great selection of eyewear. My friend Alan Stack Optical, they made me prescription ski goggles last year. It changed everything. I got motorcycle glasses and prescription ski wear, and you name it, Alan Stack has it. In the on-site lab, perfect for any repairs, new lenses, quick turnaround time. Here's the shake. 2233 South Monaco Parkway is South Monaco and Evans. They're open by appointment only. In a pandemic, how smart is this? You call 303-321-1578. That's Alan's number, Stack Optical. And you set a time, a date. They'll give you the place. And if you want to, you know, you're the only one in the store. You and the significant other is in the store. 2233 South Monaco Parkway. If you have to take your mom, your dad, South Monaco and Evans, open by appointment only, call them. Make that appointment. There again, South Monaco and Evans. You can't miss it. He's the man. He'll walk you right in. Set the appointment, very private. You're the only ones in there. 303-321-1578. Visit them online, stackoptical.com, stackoptical.com.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Morning, everybody. It's a Thursday morning. Stefan this afternoon. I'm going to have lunch with Stefan today. Looking forward to it. Thursday morning, the 19th of November, 2020. 27 after the hour, 66 will be the high. And Twin Aspen Dental Center, pandemic, you know, this stuff that's going on right now, shutting things down. You're still a man. You get cavities and things you need to get done with your teeth and you, your kids. Twin Aspen Dental's open. My guy, Dr. Brian Richter, my daughter, my son, we all go. Experience the same quality of care that everybody experiences for years with Twin Aspen, pandemic or not. Keeping you safe and their employees safe and the community safe is his top priority. They treat everybody as if they're infectious, maintain top-notch infection control protocols, keep the team, keep the patient safe, regardless of the procedures. Twin Aspen Dental Center, a full-service dental clinic, takes the smallest cavities to the total dental makeovers. If you need to work done, the man's there. They do the free teeth whitening. This is a payoff. You get free teeth whitening for life if you sign with them now. 303-841-7466. He's my friend. Great, great dentist. Good man. TwinAspenDentalCenter.com, TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. You got to really have a bad toothache. You don't know what to do. 303-841-7466 online, TwinAspenDentalCenter.com. We go to Chris on one, Hey, Christian.
Oh, Peter. I have an update for you quickly.
Okay,
this is
please.
Only, and I apologize to interrupt. Don't throw rocks and tomatoes yet. I just got a wonderful tip offline from a friend of the show, and he said that unfortunately we have had a new pronouncement from His Honor, the illustrious mayor of Denver. He has declared, decreed, and exalted that no Denver police officers are allowed to leave the state during the holiday season.
What?
Now, if they do, they have to self-quarantine for 2 weeks, and it is going to be on their nickel. They either have to get no money or take their own vacation time to do this, regardless of where they were, what they did, or any other procedures in place. Thus, the mayor has declared it.
So if a cop leaves...
Yeah.
Yeah, and, so. and they catch him. They have to catch him.
They have to catch him. Yeah.
Or he or she.
Yes.
And if they come back,
you must self-quarantine for 2 weeks, or you pay for it. And it's on your own dime, too. That's the thing, is you got to do it on your own.
It's one of those things like Governor Newsom. And and Michael goes to Vegas. Right?
Exactly. It's so let it be written, so let it be done. That's what it is. That's all we're doing.
That's right.
We're coming out, with our fancy hat and our, loincloth and saying, yes, I am the emperor.
SETI.
Yeah,
boom.
That's great.
God, Billy.
Yeah, sacrifices next Wednesday.
Hey, Chris, you're up, man. You're on the show. Good morning.
What a treat Jeffrey is. Thank you for having him.
Oh, he's my guy, man. Everybody here, people get so mad at Jeff. I go back 30 years with Jeff. And I got to tell you, man, I've done fundraisers with the guy. We've become family friends. Everybody hates Jeff, but I think Jeff's got a tremendous insight. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. And he's well-spoken, and he seems like a really sharp character.
He's a really good guy. Yeah, I like Jeff. Everybody hates him. They say he's a horrible person. But they say that about me and you, too. So go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of step back and take a bigger view, if that's all right. I'm not sure that any of the court proceedings matter. That's kind of what I wanted to present.
But they have to. If it's going to change, they have to.
To you and to me.
To the country.
But not – I don't think so. I think Joe Biden is the president. He's already acting the president. He has a huge staff in cabinet-level positions filled. They are already interacting with foreign governments, Merkel, lots, Xi. They are already the presidential team of the United States. So, in effect, we have two presidents right now. You were talking with Jeff about a government in exile and...
No, that's my thought. But let me stop. Can I stop you? Can I stop you for a second?
Please.
In the run-up with Al Gore and W, remember there was a sitting president, it was Bill Clinton. But they briefed both sides. They briefed, and both had sort of set-to-go people ready to come in. They all had, and oftentimes, if you know, they have people already that they're talking to. So that's not new that Biden would have staff. Yeah, Biden would have a staff.
No, I get that. But what I think is going to happen is that Trump will prevail in the courts, but Joe Biden's not going to stop being the president of the United States.
But a moment ago, I heard you say
Trump that goes to exile. It's going to be at that point Joe Biden will be the president in exile.
Well, like I said, I'm not an expert. I am a reader. I spend lots of hours reading for the radio show and watching them press forward with these cases. And what they're really aimed at is blocking or delaying the certification of the election results in these battleground states. That's what this is about. And the one that's getting all the attention is Linwood in Georgia. And I was up late last night reading the story, and today there's a judge scheduled in a hearing today. Now, this will be interesting to see what happens today. The best of my knowledge and my reading, Linwood is scheduled in a hearing today to consider a request to temporarily put a restraining order to halt certification of Joe Biden. And if they can't pull this off, and this is this moment I know that angers up the audience, but they have to walk in, Chris, would put something down, the so-called smoking gun. And right now, by reading Linwood, he's talking about signatures. The lack of statewide standards for judging signatures on absentee ballots. That's the crux, unless he's holding something in his back pocket. But Wood is alleging that Georgia illegally changed the process for handling absentee ballots. Lynn Wood's lawsuit takes aim at the legal settlement signed earlier this year that addresses accusations about lack of statewide standards for judging signatures on absentee ballot envelopes. That's as close as I can get to what Lynn Wood is talking about. Now, the Deputy Secretary of State, a Republican, has responded, calling Lynn Wood silly, baseless, saying Lynn Wood's claim, rather, as a silly, baseless claim. So we now have to see, right?
Yeah. And this is going to play out at several state-level courts throughout all these battleground states.
Oh, yeah.
And I really am not sure if any of those, if it matters until it gets to the federal level. But, and then once at the federal level, none of it's really going to matter until it gets to the Supreme Court.
But you have to take it to the – you have to look. It has to go to the Supreme
Court. Yeah, you have
to
work up through.
That's right. That's right. And yesterday I'm reading about Rudolph Giuliani in Pennsylvania. He did Donald Trump no favors yesterday. And they said he couldn't remember the name of the judge. He couldn't remember the name of the lawyer. I mean, it's a Joe Biden moment. And one of his – and these are people that are – you know, they're not beat up Democrats. These are guys saying, look, here's what I watched happen. He kind of has a Joe Biden moment in the courtroom.
Yeah, I missed that. Yeah. But again, if I could just play,
real quick. Sure.
If situation, yes. If all this cheating of all these different flavors is correct, like is being purported from lots of different sources, if it is true, it just occurs to me that they're not the cheaters that cheated aren't going to care what happens in the courts.
No,
if they had the willpower to cheat this big, they're not going to care what happens in the courts.
Right.
They're going to keep Joe Biden as their president.
But I will. And that big deal, I will.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
All right,
me
man. Too. Good call.
Thank
All
you,
right. Urban Lights, Thanksgiving's right around the corner. They have incredible Black Friday sale that goes on the next day. Lots going on. You can get ahead of it now. Save 50% on all lighting. Stand up 70% off clearance items Saturday and Sunday, the weekend. Check it out. The place is an art gallery. 20,000 square feet of beautiful lighting displays, some sparkle to your home. You can, plenty of times for the holidays, man. The chandeliers, the ceiling fans, ceiling fans from Kichler. The overheads, the ceiling fans, I can't tell you how cool they are. And it keeps the air moving at night. Unique shopping experience like getting complimentary design services. Check them online, urbanlightsdenver.com, urbanlightsdenver.com. Unbeatable price guarantees. Take it from me. They're the best. 7 days a week south of I-25 on Santa Fe between Florida and Mississippi. Local experts bring genuine value to any space. 7 days a week, they're our friends. They are Urban Lights. We go to Tammy. Tammy, you're on a radio show. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
So back to the voting machines just for a second, and the young men that are software, experts that are claiming that there's been dumps and glitches. So do you know if any of these machines have actually been seized?
No, I don't know if they have or not.
Because right there is how you prove it.
Well, again, even if
you have to duplicate what happened in front of a jury.
Do you hear again? Yesterday, the fellow who really fires all of this up, who initially appears on Randy's show, and his name is Joe Altman, Altmann. He said thousands. He gave it a large number for a conspiracy. And they named this guy Eric Coomer, Coomer, who Dominion. He's this guy that they say is an Antifa guy. But Joe said thousands. That's a lot of people to be in a conspiracy, a lot of people. And
well, and, like my husband's a forensic, an expert witness in the field of fire disasters. And I know for a fact that when he's trying to prove that something has malfunctioned and caused a fire.
Arson, yeah.
They replicate,
yeah.
I mean, all the way down to burning down a building. In front of a jury.
But don't they must
they replicate
first,
it because they have to show these people, not just tell them.
Oh, yeah, I mean, but also they look for the hot spot where the fire started. I've done shows with guys that do this. It's really fascinating.
Right.
But they can show you, they can show, okay, here's the hot spot, like the fire started here. And that's where insurance companies hire them, because they don't want to pay off if you caused your own fire. So
your question for guys like Altman is, how would you prove that? Well, if you were tasked with proving this to a jury, how would you do
it? They can't
do
that.
The only way he can do it is to seize those machines and then duplicate them dumping these votes.
But honesty, and do you think that if Lynn Wood had this evidence, which he said we're going to see, he's got a court date today, which may or may not stop Lynn Wood. The other side of it is, we've been talking about it. I know if it were me, I'd be on Fox and Friends this morning holding the gun. See this gun right here? This is because it's getting worse and worse every day. And
I agree. But the other part of this is that I'm not sure that that's a good legal strategy.
Well, maybe.
To go on national TV and spill your beans.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying what all of this talk, and Lynn Wood has been, I read his case. And if it's about signatures on ballot envelopes, because you got to have, I mean, thousands of votes. If you could reverse Georgia and Pennsylvania.
Tens of thousands.
Hang on a second. Yeah, I mean, really. And then then you still need Nevada. And I spent part of my night last night, which is, you know, because I'm missing all my really great shows I want to watch on History Channel. But in Nevada, the case in Nevada, the Trump campaign is asking a judge to nullify Nevada's election results or set them aside and declare them wrong or declare Donald Trump the winner, arguing that illegal and improper votes, I'm reading this, were cast and used in an optical scanning to process signatures on mail-in ballots, here we go again, violating state law. The Trump attorney filed this on Tuesday. And the arguments, again, are the judges in Nevada and elsewhere have already rejected these same sorts of claims. They claim that the votes were cast on behalf of dead people. Here we are again. The election observers weren't allowed to witness key points of processing, and the people on American Indian territories were illegally given incentives to vote. In separate court cases filed, the voting watchdog group, led by conservative former state lawmakers, want the judge to block statewide certifications of the election. So the case, once again, is dead people. I don't know. I mean, you're talking about changing. I mean, Joe Biden got 80 million votes. Donald Trump got 71, almost 72 million. It's the greatest turnout since 1905, 65%+. It's huge. Now, this guy yesterday said the conspiracy is thousands. That's a hell of a conspiracy. And remember the great line of Benjamin Franklin, three can keep a secret if two of them are dead. How can you have thousands? I mean, somebody has to break kayfabe and say, I did it.
Well, I tell you, I sure would feel a lot better if I knew anything about them having actual possession of any of these faulty machines.
Me and you. I don't want Joe Biden to be president of this country.
Oh, I do not either.
You want to do an honest, straight-up radio show. I mean, you can read from Republican talking points. You can read from whatever you want to read from. But the truth doesn't have a side. I mean, history proves that out again and again and again. The truth doesn't shoot dice. You know, the truth doesn't have a Biden side or a Trump side. It simply has the truth. And honest to God, I don't see it.
Well, when you said yesterday, you know, let's see, what did you say? Or was it Joel that said this? But anyway, it's not proof. And it's like, well, it's not. And you have to show.
That's right.
You have to show them. You
can't just tell them. You got to walk in.
I believe you have to say, here's the machine.
Here it is.
And watch.
Yeah.
I'm going to feed these ballots into it. Yeah. And you're going to see the numbers start to go wacky.
Yeah. Now the one
then you've got a case.
The one case I went soup to nuts was the Ramseys, and what we know now, the courtroom was the grand jury, and the presentation of the grand jury said, indict them, John and the Pat Rat, and indict them for the murder of the little girl. And Alex Hunter didn't have the whatever reasons, Alex Hunter didn't do it, but they wanted to indict him. That's the courtroom. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. Take care. Thank you, ma'am. I don't know what we do. Let's quick turn, Billy. Let's do a flip and come back. 710 KNUS. Thursday morning, everyone. Stefan this afternoon. Back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Who knows what tomorrow brings? Linwood apparently has a court date. Thursday morning, let's hope the magic box opens. I really do, and out pops the rabbit. 66 to high today. Groundbreaking advance in FUE treatment from Advanced Hair Registration. These guys are bringing back your hair. Not when an old guy, you can lose your hair. All right, sure. But if you're a young man, like past 30, even in your late 20s, and even your 50s, receding hair, bald spots, and thinning hair, if you're an old guy, you can bust a move. Dr. Tanya Pauls, she's the surgeon. And we're trying for the right day to get her on the show. And they're busy and they're with the COVID stuff. I want her to come in the studio. The experienced team, and there's a woman there named Farah who's great. And then the people that run it, and it's all women. And they're the best. The advanced FUE treatment takes one day. It's pain-free. Your hair starts growing again the next day. It's 100% guaranteed. Advanced Hair, you receive the highest standard of care, well beyond CDC guidelines, to celebrate Advanced Hair's grand opening in Denver. This place is great. Special financing, $250 off, 250 free hair grafts. The number, 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR. One-day treatment, life-changing results. Your new hair is 100% guaranteed to grow. Think that through. 720-459-HAIR. Very private, very confidential, very, you know, keep everything secret. You can meet with the surgeon, start out with, Farah's great. And then we met with Dr. Tanya Pauls. And the treatment takes a day. It's pain-free. New hair starts growing the next day, 100% guaranteed. I don't know why you would not do this. At least for info, advancedhair.com, advancedhair.com, 720-459-HAIR. We're coming up on time, 710 KNUS. We'll go here real quick. This is David, I think. David, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Hi.
Hey, I so much want Trump to be president, but this whole election thing is hurting my head. So I got a question for you.
All right.
You've spoken to a lot of virologists and read a lot of books on viruses. Why, and with this lockdown, these lockdowns looming and hospitalizations up, why is hydroxychloroquine so difficult to get in this state?
You have to get it by a prescription. I actually have it at home. My doctor wrote me a prescription for it, and I have it at my house. I don't want to get sick, but I got it if I need to take it.
So it is available.
My doctor wrote me a prescription, and it got
right.
And I picked it up. Yeah. Yeah, you got
okay.
to talk to your doctor. You can get a prescription, but you can't just walk in and buy it over the counter.
Oh, no. I know it's not over the counter, but I was under the impression that it was pretty much banned in Colorado.
No, I got it.
All right, then.
But that's not the, I mean.
and why aren't they promoting its use?
I think it's what Trump took. Plus, he had some other stuff when he got sick. He got sick and showed people you get better, and he's an old man.
Yeah.
But that didn't matter. You know that didn't matter.
There's this whole politicization about Trump and all of that. But if that would cut down the number of hospitalizations and deaths, you would think that these elitists.
I don't have an answer. I know that I got it. And I got a big. And it was no big deal. It wasn't anything like secret squirrel. It was just I got it. So it's in. I got it in the cabinet and. You know, if anybody in my family needs it, we have it. So I got one dose, I guess, or one flight of the pills to do it right. And it's just sitting there. I mean, it's nobody's knocking.
All right.
All right, man. If you ever, and again, somebody walks up to you on the street and panhandles you, you know, hits you up for money. You want to help people, but all you're doing, you're giving them money, is helping them kill themselves. People are committing suicide on the installment plan with drugs and alcohol, and the idiots that run this city, Michael Hancock and the idiot that's now senator-elect and the rest of the idiots like Parvinsky and the rest of these people, stupid Democrats and city council, they are helping people commit suicide on the installment plan. Colorado Gives Day is coming up every day, guys, through the doors of Step Denver. Colorado Gives Day is December the 8th, Step Denver, counting on people like you to invest in the men who are investing in themselves. Don't wait for December the 8th. Schedule your tax deduction donation today. ColoradoGives.org/Step Denver. ColoradoGives.org/Denver. Folks in the phones, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Another great show. Thank you, Billy Thorpe. Stefan, I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5. One more alarm clock, and then we got a weekend.
Who cares? together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet.